Hello, hello, and welcome to each of you watching or listening. How entrepreneurial minded are you? And how financially savvy are you to be funded in those situations? Well, our guest is all about being entrepreneurial and assisting others in realizing their dreams with funding. That's what the focus of the Business of Life Masterclass episode is. It's all about making things happen in life that you may not have thought that you could. So greetings, everyone. It's Debbie Lundberg, performance coach, keynote speaker, and the founder and CEO of Presenting Powerfully.
Barb Zant here, media sales leader and founder of the lifestyle brand and blog, The Stay at Work Mom. Debbie, what a thoughtful and hope-filled topic. Who is our guest today?
This is hope-filled, not hopeful, hope-filled. And so is our guest, Impact Barb. So he is a fourth generation entrepreneur who's been involved with a variety of businesses, including real estate, where he completed rehabs utilizing tax credits. There's a little hint on how savvy he is. E-commerce, printing, and he's volunteered and supports a number of nonprofits. And he's going to support us as well through the American Heart Association. So currently, he is getting his greatest satisfaction helping businesses and nonprofits secure unrestricted funding. It's not a loan to help them recover from the devastation brought on by COVID. And even though we like to say post-COVID now, the impacts are still there. So our guest helps grow and expand their reach. Thus, his involvement with the ERC, the Employee Retention Credit. He loves what he does, and you're going to hear it in his voice and see it in his face. So please welcome our guest, Michael Slaywin.
Thank you, Debbie. Thank you, Barb. It's really a pleasure to be here, first of all. And thank you also for helping me spread the word. This program, the Employee Retention Credit's not very well known. But it's very, very important. Quite frankly, it changes many people's lives as far as getting unrestricted money into the right hands. So businesses and nonprofits who both help our economy grow can expand their reach, can stay in business, and can expand who they help and the services they provide. So I'm thrilled to be here, and I'm thrilled that you're allowing me to speak about this as well as helping me spread the word about the program.
Well, welcome, Michael. We asked you on today because of your experience in retirement planning and your guidance on qualifying for credits you might not even know about. The reason that's important to our listeners is we could all use that clear path to retirement. So glad you are here. Since you've tuned into our podcast and you've heard colleagues of yours share their ideas, please tell in one sentence what specifically made you want to be on the Business of Life Masterclass show, please.
You know what? I think it all ties together. And quite frankly, the episodes that I have listened to, two of the themes that come out very clearly is being kind and helpful. And that's how I try to live my life, is being kind and helpful. That's what I'm currently doing. But I think kindness and helpfulness and just, gosh, being nice to the person checking you out at the grocery store or the person, you know, any place in the world, right? Those are two of the themes that come out in your podcast and the work that you do. And it just resonates with me. So I'm very glad to be here because of that.
It sounds like, thank you. Thanks for sharing those insights. We can tell already, we don't even have to ask the question. We know you're excited about assisting people, being kind, and definitely the employee retention credit. So since we already have that, we get to jump right into our podcast four. We do like to ask though, are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay. All right. So now that we're moving on to the Business of Life Masterclass podcast four, number one, it is what time do you get up in the morning and what is your daily routine that gets your day started right? And I see Barb is gone for a second. I'm sure she'll be right back. So we won't hesitate because she'll want to hear this too.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, you know, Debbie, I know you are a 5:30. You wake up at 5:30, right?
4:31.
Oh, I'm sorry. 4:31.
But But that might be, let's see, you're in a different time zone. So we'll give you that.
Okay. That would be 3:31 my time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I tell you, I am not one of those folks that gets up very early. I am a 7 a.m. person. And quite frankly, it's a bit early for me. But I discovered a long time ago, I need 8 hours of restful sleep, not only for my emotional, but also my physical health. So that's very important to me. So that's what I do.
That's, and it's wonderful you brought it up. When we tease a little bit about that getting up early, some people will say to me, you know, oh, I should do that. And I tell them, please don't feel that way. It works for me. But I will tell you, I go to bed at 10:30. So some people have a lot better time later in the evening, and there's no wrong answer. So it's good for our listeners and for Barb and me to hear that, you know, what serves you best emotionally, mentally, physically. And thank you for bringing that up. So, all right. So number two, what besides your morning routine of allowing yourself to thoroughly be rested in all aspects of your life, what is something else that you do in your day that you feel is that something special that if others would do it, they would have continued or more success like you do?
You know what? That's such a great question. I always say, and I sort of say this in air quotes, that I'm annoyingly optimistic as soon as I wake up. And it's true. I feel very positive about the world. And sometimes people are born with that. Sometimes you have to train yourself to have that positive attitude. But I feel that being optimistic and hopeful and spreading joy and kindness and helpfulness, all of these things are just positive energy that you're putting out into the world. And it all comes back to you because we're all interconnected, right?
So true.
Yeah. Yeah. So
true. So when you think about that, were you naturally that way? You mentioned some people are and some people aren't. Were you naturally that way?
Well, you know, I'm not sure if it's like a black and white type of thing. I think I was kind of in the gray, but we're all a product of how we were raised and how things that have happened to us in life. So I was gray, leaning towards being annoyingly optimistic.
Okay, that's fair. Now I call mine realistically optimistic or optimistically realistic. And so I love that there's a little bit of difference there. So this is something that our listeners can hear, that there are different approaches to it. Right. And you call it annoyingly optimistic. Now mine is a learned behavior. I woke up with energy very naturally, learning that and really being appreciative of it was a learned behavior. So this is good for us to hear. All right. Number three, Michael, who or what has been the biggest influence on your life and your success? And importantly, what have you done with that influence that you believe continues to drive you forward?
You know, it's such an easy answer. My mother. I am very blessed that she's 85.
Oh, wow.
I feel just incredibly blessed that I still have her in my life. She is wise. She is kind. She provides unconditional love, not only to myself, my siblings, my in-laws, my the grandchildren, certainly, and any friend that is fortunate enough to have them in their lives. So, you know, it's funny. There's a saying, what would Jesus do? You know, when you're faced with something that's challenging or you don't know the answer to.
Right.
I always think, okay, what would my mom do?
What a wonderful tribute to her.
Yeah. And it's the truth, because even though it's annoying sometimes how positive she is and how, you know, motivating, and yes, honey, this too shall pass.
Yes.
She's right. She's absolutely right.
How lovely that you had that in your world. And for people who don't, perhaps find someone like that. You know, there are these opportunities. I know they're called programs, but I look at them as opportunities where you can be a grandchild to someone or read to someone, and perhaps that changes their outlook as it changes ours. So that is something certainly that is I'm smiling that you had that opportunity with your mom. All right, our last question. While our series and ultimately our master class focuses on the positive, so of course we wanted you on the show with your positivity and how to move forward in life, Michael, you know, you're with a lot of businesses, business owners, business leaders. Is there anything you're noticing, not as a criticism, but something that you wish people would stop doing that in fact, by stopping it, would propel them forward?
Well, you know, in business situations, I don't notice as much as just out in the world, you know, marketing what I'm doing, talking to folks and friends and family and all the rest. I have to tell you, the number one thing that comes to mind is gossiping. And I know it's been mentioned on the show before, and I know it's a tenet that you adhere by or adhere to. I can't stand it. It just really kind of makes my skin crawl when I am talking to someone who starts gossiping. So either they are gossiping, I am the person who is the recipient of that information, or someone who is the victim of that gossip. None of it's good, because it just spreads negativity in the world. And it's just not good. I truly do believe in what we put out there not only comes back to us, but also affects the rest of the world. And I just, yeah. I cannot partake. I used to partake, quite frankly, I'll be honest, but I don't anymore. I've really trained myself, and I've really caught myself over the past couple of decades. So what I try to do is I try to extract myself from that situation in a polite way, because I do want to give them grace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. And you and I share that. I mean, I used to participate too. And I think it's important for us to own that. And yeah. I didn't realize how damaging it was. Unfortunately, for the last few decades, I retrained my brain, and thank you for sharing that honestly about gossip. And one of the things, and I think you've heard me say this, is that when somebody comes to me with that, I say, well, let's say that you came to me about something about Barb, not that you would, but I would say, what did Barb say when you talked to her directly? And it's not to make someone uncomfortable. It really is to allow them to save face and say, oh, you know, I haven't, and I will. And so your point of let's please stop gossiping. And it's really good to hear a male perspective on that too, because we often hear that from people like me, a female who's worked in different arenas. And it's not only women who do certain things or only men. Gosh. We might have more of that we notice. But so thank you for that. And really thanks for being on the show. It was certainly positive. We didn't expect that it wouldn't be. It's also those insights that you shared of the annoyingly positive, or the, and you laughed about it. It's like, allow yourself. What I get from you, and Barb often has a lot of notes. And so I'll tell you what my notes are on this is you have a way of laughing at yourself without being degrading to yourself or too self-deprecating, and that you still own it. And so that's part of our challenge. As you know, we like to implement what you said. So a challenge that will certainly be for us is, and definitely for me, is to let myself perhaps sleep longer or do that. And I will, you know, that we do these things. Also think about what I've learned from my mother and keep reinforcing that what I call gossip is garbage. And so thank you for that. Yeah. And so with that, there are those inspiring ideas, and I know Barb will be willing to incorporate them, that she's back. So it was a lot that you shared with us. At the same time, what is a final thought you want to share with us? We talked a little bit about the program that you're offering, and please, everybody, just know that there's no craziness with it. It's not a pyramid scheme. It's not anything. Our listeners know that we don't like people to beyond and sell things, but we felt like this was a service. So I'm guessing you want to tell us a little bit about that, but it's up to you, something that we didn't hear or learn so far.
Well, I have to tell you, it's a little, when I say it's a little known program, 9 people out of 10 that I talk to don't know about it. So I do rely on referrals to spread the word. I've helped churches, I've helped nonprofits, I've helped restaurant owners. Do you mind if I tell 2 real quick stories about 2 of the folks that I...
Real quick.
Okay. So restaurant owner has bankruptcy paperwork in his hands. I talked to him over Zoom, and his house is getting foreclosed on like next week, right? I pre-qualify him for quite a bit of money. He not only saves his restaurant, he saves his home, and he's not filing the bankruptcy paperwork.
That's so good.
I felt I really contributed to this guy.
Yeah.
And he started crying on Zoom. I've never had that. It just was like kind of freaked me out. Secondly, a nonprofit who does work with young women who age out of foster care.
Out of foster care, yes, at 18.
At 18, right. What do they do?
There's a gap.
There's a gap, okay? So those folks, I was able to qualify them for $900,000 plus.
Oh my gosh. We'll
get that money. And they will expand their mission. It's huge. It's huge. So help me spread the word. If I can say anything, help me spread the word so we can get this money into the right hands.
And so that in full transparency, so everybody knows, that's how I met Michael, was because of COVID and my business and everything shutting down. Michael was kind enough to explain some things to me. And while I didn't qualify for something because of a sole proprietor and the people who work for me are 1099, it was still such a joy to meet you. And that's the reason Barb and I really wanted to have you on. So please know, listeners, you can stay connected with Michael Slaywin, and it's Slawin. But how cool is it to have a name Slaywin, like you slay and you win? On all social media under his name, and you can follow his leadership growth as well as follow Appreciation Financial across social media by following and liking. And hopefully everybody knows you can stay in touch with Barb and me on Facebook and Instagram at the Business of Life Masterclass, Barb at the Stay at Work Mom, and I'm Debbie Lundberg, most everywhere except Debbie Lundberg Coach on TikTok. So for our listeners, thank you for listening. If you like what you heard, please rate us 5 stars. We are certainly committed to providing you with 5-star guests and inspiration, just like Michael shared very openly and in a really fun way today. So stay tuned for our follow-through show in 5 to 15 days about how Barb and I did implementing Michael's ideas. So you know we're going to be talking about rest and sleep and our moms. So thanks for joining us on this episode of the Business of Life Masterclass, the podcast for successful people embracing every chance to accomplish and experience all you can in business and in life. So listen, choose, do. Thank you.
Thank you.